Hey guys, welcome to the MC Anime Podcast.
We cover anime, geek culture, Japanese aesthetics, and Asian studies. We are a multi-fandom podcast, and you can expect to hear topics in your favorite hobby or fandom activity potentially. You can find MC Anime on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Also, please check out mcanimepodcast.com, our website. Furthermore, stay tuned in for another episode.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of MC Anime Podcast, MC here, and we're back with our two original guests from the original characters episode, all the way back when. Say hi, introduce yourself, and go on from it.
I'll go first. And no, I am Crystal Calden. You may know me as the online artist who still draws ponies, as well as doing hybrid OCs on my free time.
And I'm Emerald Logic, but you can just call me Emerald Woods. I'm a YouTuber, a writer, and also I'm practicing art, as always.
True. So, with today's particular episode, it's going to be writing basics and its facets of it. So, writing basics and its facets. So we're going to discuss, like, particular aspects of writing, the basics of writing, and just go on and have a good time about writing and discussion. So when it comes to writing, what is one thing a person has to have in order to do it?
They have to know how to write, so they need to get through English class, or whatever language you're speaking.
And secondly, you have to figure out what you want to write. Like, it takes me years to think of what kind of story I could write. And that's when I come up with a special story.
True. Basically, having a vocabulary to describe your message is always key. You don't have to have a high vocabulary, but you should have enough where it can distinguish you in writing.
As well, if you have the benefit of having a very wild imagination and can easily picture the scene and then figure out how to type it out in any scene, you'll go far.
True. So the different facets of writing we will get to, but the basic is understanding the message, who you're writing to, who's going to buy it, and how it entertained. So the basics is, the first one is, who are you writing to?
I mean,
so how do we determine in writing the audience or people who go to read it?
Good question. You were saying, Crystal?
Okay. Well, aside from me being an artist, I also technically qualify as a fan fiction writer. So one thing that we have to learn about is the target audience is literally going to be anyone who looks at your story in summary and decides, that looks like an interesting read. Click. I'm already 12 chapters in. Essentially, if you have a target fandom, if you're writing for a certain fandom, or if you're crossing over, you'll have multiple, minimum two, fandoms you're tackling. You're going to get someone.
True. And it also helps that you're writing in the genre. If you have a particular style for your writing, knowing that genre's type of audience is huge. If you're writing a romance novel, you want to cater to women and then maybe men above 25. For the simple fact that the attention span above 25 in men are actually higher to pay attention to the romance, while women of any age can rate it. And sometimes, depending on the romance, you might want to hit a target audience of 40 or 25 to 40 in that range. Now, if your book is just for anyone, well, then your audience could be young readers, young adults, grown people, older people. So that's what kind of what you need to establish in knowing how you write it, how you should write it, and convey that message to that person reading. Because a newspaper, well, guess what? It's limited to serialization in the area. So the distribution is local people. While a critic who's a movie buff, their new audience might be anyone who's a fan of the movie and other critics. So it just depends.
Well, for me, I look for inspiration. I take the inspiration from art, the sights, and, well, that's where I get my stories from. For me, I put together a fantasy slice of life story where you get to make choices. MC, would you like to explain?
About what?
I think he's talking about his book.
Yeah, you can explain. That's part of the writing aspect.
All right.
The Floyd.
So, okay. So, I made a book called Lionel. The goal of the story is you get to make choices. It's a slice of life fantasy story that I put together with an old friend of mine named Alice. Putting together was pretty fun, us working together on it. Of course, each choice does have consequences though. Like, for example, you could either get a hangover, find love in a werewolf, or even take down a gang. And I hope someday it might become a video game or an interactive movie, but that depends on the future.
True. And engaging with the audience is key in any writing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's three main reasons why people write. And this goes back to any form of entertainment. Persuasion, entertaining, and informing. Those three are very key in writing to understand the audience. You need to understand one of the three of the purposes of writing to start the writing. If you find a purpose early on, then you can cater to that purpose. Most writers, they write to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
But persuasion and informing is another aspect of that writing.
I mean, if you want persuasion, I think fandoms, along specifically anime fandoms, kind of thrive with persuasion writing. Then one of the things you have to do if you want to persuade write something in an anime or in a fandom is, I'm trying to convince you that this could happen. I want to convince you that this theory is true. Here's my evidence. I'll tell you if the evidence is true or false, canon or not. Essentially, I'm telling you, this is my theory. This is my theory. Do you want to believe it?
No.
What better way to tell somebody's theory than with three paragraphs?
True. And persuasion does play a role into writing, like, proofs. Like, if you're writing a proof to a project and you want to sell that product, well, when you write your proof, you're writing to a company to persuade them to buy it. Also, persuasion does well, for example, in critic-type writing. When you write a review, you could be persuading them to take a certain side of the good side or the bad side. But it also combines a little bit with informing the audience as well. So it can be interesting how the purpose of the writing can actually be both instead of just one.
Like, say, watching a movie critic review a film before spending your money to see if it's before spending your money to watch it in theaters.
Yeah, and sometimes that can be persuasive and informative. If it's just telling you facts, then that's informative. If it's telling you opinions and facts, then it's both persuasive and informative. How about you, Emily?
But most importantly, you need passion. For example, you need something to inspire you to make a story. Like, here's a example. Remember Helga? It used to be a graphic novel, and people loved it so much, look where it is right now.
I must say, I can attest to that as well, not only as a fanfiction writer, who I have gotten comments from the fanfiction I am currently still writing that someone thinks it is a headcanon in between events. As well as some fanfictions I do read on my spare time inspire me to make art, and I make sure to leave a link to the original fanfiction so people can go like, this is what inspired me to make this art, go read it!
Yeah. And another thing with the purpose to entertain, it's so used as a main focus that people often forget that persuasion and follow is another way to write.
Yes.
For example, when I did the blog writing, its purpose was sometimes it was informative. If I did a wiki, then it was more informational based, backed up by facts. But if it was like a review, well, that's not really entertainment. I'm not trying to entertain someone by going by my experience. I'm trying to persuade them that this is why I thought it was good. So it's kind
an example of being our firework review?
Yeah.
Now,
that was an opinionated piece. We call that an opinionated piece in journalism. And opinionated pieces typically are based by subjective reasoning.
And that's why you wanted two people on that review, so we can get one person's opinion and another person's opinion.
True.
Even though I think we both had the same opinion.
Well, yeah, that sometimes ends up with you have similar minds thinking similar things.
Although some of the best collabs I've seen talking about an episode, a movie, have had opposite opinions. And the goal is to persuade the other to say, hey, you may not like this, but I can give you some reasons why you can not hate it, but definitely dislike it less.
Gotcha. So, Emil, what purpose of writing do you think Lionel fit in?
Well, it can also, let's see. Well, it acts an example of, well, what you have. For example, what?
Was yours entertaining?
Well, it was entertaining, but it also allows you to be more interactive in the story.
Yeah, I would compare it to the reader insert fanfictions, where the reader themselves is inserted into the story as a character. I don't read those for obvious reasons.
True.
Well, it's typical writing. You have different why you do it. You have the audience. You have the method. He had the purpose behind it. Diction and vocabulary plays a really key role. The point of view is another way to look at it. Even writing in third person, second person, or first person. Or could it be in fourth person? No, that's also very indicative of the fact what height perception is the audience going to have in the writing style.
Essentially, what point of view are they having?
Yeah, it's important to know that.
Because in the formal, in entertaining writing, you've got at least three different point of view. You have first person taking place from, you have the main character's perspective, which means you get to also hear their thoughts. Second person perspective means it switches around. And third person perspective is, it's not focusing on any one character at the time.
And then when you get in the fourth person, it goes into speaking directly to the audience.
Yeah, that is why in most media, if they are talking straight to the audience, they refer to that as breaking the fourth wall.
True. But also, you ever heard of Stan Lee?
Yes.
Very much so. There's too many, I know too many Stan Lees, you're going to have to be more specific.
He's talking about the one in the comic world.
Yeah.
That's Stan Lee. May he rest in peace.
Yeah. He created the Marvel comics. And the best part, he added himself into the books as well.
And he made cameos in the movies as well.
Yeah. Even me. Well, I made a cameo to my book. You know, add a piece of myself into it in the form of the Five Man.
I've yet to do that and publish it officially. I think it's because my OC might be too strong for a story like that. That, and I'm already inserting a character into it, so I'm not inserting another one. Just stick with what I got and don't make an OP character.
True. But I always like interactive games and movies. It allows you to have the experience of, well, it allows you to be part of the story. And that's what inspired me to make the book. Like, Crystal, you read the book. What do you like in it?
Which one are you asking?
The Lionel book?
No, I mean, which one are you asking? Are you asking MC or are you asking me?
Oh, you.
I like some of the decisions. It does make you have to... You really do have to think through your decisions on which one is the right one. Very creative. I will give you credit for the creativity. There's a future. I see a future.
Yeah.
Well,
Although, that's nothing. That's nothing. I'm asking for the person who's helping you write your scripts.
So, you also have to do a facet of writing in the idea structure. So, where is the idea going to lead in the writing itself?
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but that's going to happen in, well...
Well, it doesn't have to be the ending idea. It can be the beginning idea, too.
Well... The ending happens on Idol of the Bands, but the rest of the story is going to happen in the sequel.
Wow, you have a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite a cliffhanger.
How many shows end their season on a cliffhanger to increase the chances that the studio will greenlight another season?
Probably.
There's a lot.
Cool.
Yeah, mostly because me and...
Although, if I can give a tip that I've heard a lot, if you're going to write anything, you start with the ending. You start at the ending, you have an idea on what the ending is, and then you go back to the beginning, and that way you have a goal to get to.
Yeah.
But we thought it would be a good idea to end it with a cameo because, well, we were exhausted writing the book all day and night.
I would make the joke of go get some sleep.
Yeah, and you also have to put your idea on paper to convey the message. And one way to do that is the convention or the different writing styles.
Yeah.
No one person's style is the same. Although you can try to mimic, to try to give your style something different. Most of the time, what you're comfortable, the style that you're comfortable writing in should be the one you stick with. And if you need to, improve it. There's no problem in improving, even if it's just a little bit.
Well, conventions are typically used as like explanationary. It's informative, it explains stuff. Descriptive, which is easy. Evocative, sensory. You have the narrative style, which is storytelling. The convincing and argumentative standpoint for the persuasive. It just really depends on you as a writer to write in a particular convention. I typically like description. Having something that evokes the smell, the feeling, the air around me was so chilled that you can feel my bones break, or the foggy, misty, dark clouds around me came out of nowhere from the ground underneath. That invokes that type of goosebumps that the audience wants to hear.
Okay. Say, we heard what Crystal likes about the book, but what about you, MC? You read the book.
Yeah, mine now was a... It was more of the novel aspect. A novel act was a really good way to tell it. And novel is a good way to tell a short story and a self-contained story to carry to another story.
Yeah.
Well,
I choose to write the chapters separately, although they're all in one document. I would separate them to be separate documents, but that would take up way too much space.
True. It's also important how you organize it as well.
I mean, I'm going in neurological order, so it's not like I'm not going into this unorganized.
Organization for a writer, though, is important because you need to organize your thought in a way that can tell the story or tell that chapter. You want to have subpoints established.
Sometimes you do need to have a sub. Sometimes a subpoint is necessary. Or in some stories, a subplot. Essentially, an A plot and a B plot. If the chapter doesn't have enough, if the chapter is not going to be long enough for just one plot, you need to have more than one.
True. And you need to also convey what's going to happen. It doesn't happen to make any sense that the just went to the castle and now the castle is destroyed. You need to tell what happened in between of them coming to the castle, you know, them introducing to the characters the conflict that made the castle be destroyed while they're fleeing the castle. I mean, you can't necessarily get around that. You have to build it up to tell that, you know, A to B, and also have 1, 2, 3 in between.
True. But what's most importantly, the passion. Like, here's a good one. What inspired you two to be where you are today?
My older sister?
Well, my inspiration in the writing was sharing anime articles. I think when I was doing the Facebook originally, I wanted to express even the shows I watched, like Black Lagoon and all of that, but my Facebook wasn't necessarily the audience that catered to that. So I started writing Facebook groups instead, and then I got to the point that, you know what? Oh, I keep writing. So I kept it up, and then I got the idea, like, okay, Not only can I do original content, but I can also do news articles. I would summarize them. I got really good at it. Then I pushed myself from that to original content.
I about to say, if I wanted to be more specific, I actually can go to the ending of an... I can go to the ending of an anime inspiring the first fanfiction that I not only wrote, but also uploaded a couple days after the finale ended. Deciding, I'm gonna have a little fun with this. Write it down, send it to a beta reader, and then post.
Yeah. Of course, the hard part is finding out how to publish your creation.
Like I told you, fanfiction.net, archiveofyourown.com. Those are what I
use. Or Wattpad. Wattpad's really good for that, too.
I don't use it, but yes, that is another option.
Also, Tumblr is a good one. Surprisingly.
Also, DeviantArt, if you consider DeviantArt, also can let you post stories.
Yeah, but DeviantArt is mostly the art.
Yeah, but you can also, even in the beginning, DeviantArt lets you post art and stories. My favorite Total Drama All-Stars rewrite was posted to DeviantArt.
That does sound like a good inspiration. You know what? I'll try both of your ideas, if you can help.
What inspired you to start with that?
What inspired me?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it was back when I was playing a game called Life is Strange. Like, it literally gave you the option to have interactive choices. Of course, if you make the wrong choices or don't find the right clues, it could cause horrible consequences. Like, for example, a girl lost her life, or your best friend could be lost forever. And then I heard about this graphic novel called, well, you probably know, Helda. It was pretty good as well. And those two, that game and that book inspired me to make Lionel, a story that allows you to make your own choices. Like, you get to be a part of the journey.
Yeah, but, you know. And for me, I guess writing kind of took already established... Before blog writing was mostly an essay into the academic. But I took that and transformed it into something else that I like. So, that's how I came. And I also found different blogging communities, like Amino, was a good one. WriteAs was a good hosting for the website portion of the actual blog. So was an actual page like Facebook. So having everything come together to be where it was, I had different access to different communities. And surprisingly, I used Flickr as another community to share the content. I can only post photos, but a screenshot or snapshot of the writing itself put on the photo screen.
I about to say, since I use other people's fanfictions for inspiration for my art, I thought if these individual authors can inspire me to make the art that I'm making now. Which, for context, one of my more frequently used OCs is from a fanfiction, mind you, or inspired by a fanfiction. Why can't I do that as well? Be that inspiration for someone else to try art, based off my characters, based off the concepts I create. It opens up the floodgates. It keeps the cycle going.
True. Well, that's how I did the podcast. I was like, wait a second. If I'm watching this one from a VTuber who's doing this type of content, and I already did the blog, watching the live streams, but maybe I should turn into a podcast. That's how it started. Here I am, talking about stories and Going back to the beginning.
Yeah.
What was the moment you felt, Emerald, that your writing took something else than was than you really just write? What was the moment where you felt like your writing transformed itself into something that you were proud of?
I think it's when you realize how it is impacting someone else. As that like, or someone else actually posting an idea that would make sense in your story, and they thought of it. My favorite example, Hyperspace to a New World, had me using a custom spell for the character, but the person suggested I should explore with the concept more, seeing if I could do it with other things to customize. I kind of credit them for that idea, so I took that into account. It's opened up the floodgates, and it's given me actually more ideas that I can put those kind of spells in those chapters.
Well, when I was writing the book, I realized how far I'd gone. It was pretty good at first. However, it's not easy writing a book by yourself. But when I shared it with Alice, we decided to work together on it. And, well, our friendship grew even more.
Yeah. For me, a thing was the transition from summarizing other people's writing that were fandom articles to my own content and creating original content. That was the moment where I feel like my writing took on a new form. It wasn't just writing, it was something that had a lot of purpose belonging to it.
Interesting.
So, with that facet of my writing, I was able to explore an area that really even better. So, in theory, you say, if I didn't do the blog or article type fandom writing, then where would I be on today? That's what I think. You don't know if I'll be doing the podcast the way I am.
I wouldn't be making art or having the hybrid OCs that I created, or even having the idea that I can have someone charge me money to make their hybrid OCs a reality. Thank you, fanfiction writers. This is my thank you to you.
Yeah. You fanfiction writers have great potential.
Fan fiction writing is something that can really play with imagination, taking a current storyline based off subplot points, to at its core still be having a similar structure to the other story, but then you can completely change it and then just give continuity to the explanation for why it's happening the way it happened. So it gives an opportunity to create the process to reinvent the story itself, just maybe a totally different what-if scenario, or even moments where the actual property doesn't explore at all. It only mentions it, but now you create this entire story about that one word. Who knows? That's why people enjoy it.
I certainly do. I love seeing, if I like something and then I head to the fan fiction, 9 out of 10, I'm going to find something that's almost more interesting than the source material itself. That usually tells me these fans know what they're doing.
I mean,
the fan fictions I'm working on, the 14 chapter writing is a rewrite. It's an alternative universe, and it's also a rewrite.
Of course, I'm going to have to bring up a book that's Well, I was hoping I could avoid.
Uh-oh.
The Husband Hotel. Like, as much as I'm not really a part of the whole Husband Hotel thing, the comic really gone up very higher than, well, than the normal books. Of course, I'm not really into it, for the record.
I'm not either.
The fan fiction that I had a really good experience reading and also watching someone say in videos was Naruto becoming a Paragon to the Avatar, The Last Airbender. It was a property crossover, but they described the Paragon as protector to the Avatar, and then after the Paragons were able to explore the world, then it was another stint on Naruto's universe. Because there was the four distant elemental countries, while Konoha was like the four element villages. So it kind of had this like overlap of the elements to the attributes in both properties.
Forgive my curiosity, but did that thing say what element Naruto would have been, or would he have just been the Avatar?
He was the Paragon to the Avatar.
So he would have.
He was the Fire Paragon.
Okay, so he would have been a Firebender.
He was the Fire Paragon, and his background was he was a foot soldier in the Fire Nation, and then chain side.
I was about to, man, that must be a reference to the voice actress.
And they also introduced that Dotsky actually went overseas to go find Naruto.
Yeah.
So it actually wasn't that bad. I really enjoyed it. It was like, what, 25 YouTube videos? An hour and a half of them reading it. So it kind of spawned an entire episode in the early part of Into the Anime Podcast, where fanfic, how to make them good.
To give advice, don't go digging into Harry Potter. There's a lot of bad ones in Harry Potter.
True. Although fan fiction is a facet of writing, it's already established, but you make it your own, put your own spin on it. And that's typically what writing should be, is you get the inspiration from other writers, other authors, giving you ideas to go with a certain structure, idea, or theme, and making your own. That's why writing in general, you know, is that overlap of inspiration. You can maybe trace where they got it from and what they tell you too.
Yeah, but if you can't be inspired by the other writers, try looking at folklore. Like, for example, their Song of the Sea. Like, this one was based on Irish folklore, and it grew faster than pumpkins grew.
I thought of something else when I heard Song of the Sea. That's because I just watched the movie that a song called Song of the Sea was featured in.
Okay.
I talk about it, but it's off topic.
True.
We can save it. I think we can save it for another review.
Yeah, sure. One aspect and facet of writing we have to take into account is sentence fluency. How does the flow of your sentence structure tell the story? That is very important.
For one, avoid runoff. Avoid actually making grammar errors as often as possible. They're going to pop up. We all are guilty of them. I'm guilty of them. Just keep an eye out for spelling errors. Keep an eye out to make sure that it reads good. Make sure you got the correct tense? Is it past tense? Is it present tense? Are you trying to do, did you want to do future tense?
But you, Emerald.
Well, I'm probably going to have to agree with Aeon of Dreams for this one. I'm agreeing with Aeon of Dreams. All the people in Aeon.
For context, he's another MLP YouTuber, but his OC is a demonic unicorn. I'm not giving away any spoilers as to his character's story, but that is all I'm saying. You're looking it up on your own time.
True.
I might send you some links.
Well, writing, you want to organize your idea in a set of structure and flow that is consistent. A uniform approach is mostly the style that people use. There is that, collection of poems and anthology series and stuff like that. But that's like different types of writing all together in one book. Typically, an author's uniform message is how they write it. Well, like, for example, The Sea by the Seashore by Shelley having the seashells was so astounding that you can then hear the sea in the seashell itself. That kind of tells a picture of maybe some alteration, a sentence structure, and it tells you what could be about. You know, that's how that works. It's important to keep that uniform for the most part, unless your writing style is random. I wouldn't recommend not to be random unless you have a particular reason why. What you been saying?
Go ahead, Emil.
I'm good, you should say.
I was going to say, I actually do agree with Aeon. Having the ideas organized is a good idea. In fact, before I even think to start the next chapter, I look up the episode I'm planning to rewrite for, ideas, plot points, as well as what is the structure of the conflict. That way I'm not messing that up.
As much as I'm against Aeon, I'm totally going to agree with him, even if he might dance on my grave for this.
Well,
he won't. He probably doesn't listen to this podcast, so he's not dancing on your grave yet.
Well, no. That's also important to take note. But developing your style, specializing in a style or a genre is going to really speak volumes. And if you write a new one, do research. The basic part of writing is the research that goes into it. If you don't know how to fight a fight scene that has birds flying that are 40 feet long, maybe you need to look at, you know, bird, beast, and myth. How birds fly in real life. Are they going to glide? Are they going to actually flop the wings? Are they going to use the wind to take sailing? Do they need a speed runoff? Are they only going to run? That's important to have that basis covered so you can set that around the writing itself.
Interesting. Say, MC, maybe next time we do this, maybe I could ask Alice to join in, if you want to meet him.
Yeah,
I mean, that wouldn't be against me, Alice, for the particular topic, but it'll probably be another episode in itself about something else.
That's it.
So is there anything that you want to basically explain in the facets of writing in its basic?
I mean, I think the first thing is never stop writing. Even if you think your writing is bad, to someone else, that writing might have inspired them to pick up a pencil and paper and try to do what you just did. So even if you think your writing is bad or mediocre or not worth anyone's time, you're wrong. It's worth someone else's time. It's going to inspire them. So never stop. Keep inspiring other people through your writing.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you there, because back then I thought I would never be good enough. Like, at first I thought I was going to quit writing. Even worse, I thought I was going to quit YouTube. But then my mom inspired me to not give up. So I never gave up my dream, and I kept going. So who cares if people don't like my writing skills or my videos? I like them. And as long as my mom likes it, then that makes me happy. So don't give up your dream.
And with me, when people said that you really have the summarizing aspect for this down straight, I would really like to see original content and see what you do with it. Kind of put me on that original content binge. Really create my own instead of just citing the sources of what I got it from to summarize the actual key point from that piece of writing. So that was a big thing for me, was understanding, think, well, you make it your own, you're more likely to succeed because now it's taking a totally different version of what it used to be. And now transcending in a better light.
This is coming from the fact that the education system doesn't focus on entertainment as a form of writing that can be critiqued. They go after a different kind of writing. And it's because of that that I didn't think I had the confidence to. I didn't have the confidence to think I'm not a good enough writer. I can't be as good as these other people who are able to write these stories. Because I just need to break that. I just need to break that shell a little bit there.
Well, if I ever gave up, I wouldn't be where I am today. Heck, I wouldn't be in this video with you guys.
True. Well, that was the entire inspiration for Tactics of Writing in its basic.
As long as the writing does something impactful on the internet, it's probably worth doing. No threats.
That's why I'm always going to be in my fandom writing. Articles and blogs. What I like to do. If I do it again, I will do it.
Okay.
Always going to be one little thing that's going to be me. And no one can take that away.
No one can take away my stories from me. They're my stories. Read them from the. I didn't create
we
them.
Could
in my
also
them when I did come up with them.
The original cloud-based storage and delete it. Me or Hobble.
It's on Google Drive. I could also. I've also sent it to. I've also shared it to someone else. I've sent it to. So I've got more than a backup. I got a backup and a backup.
And then we can go those backups and get rid of them too.
But most importantly, never give up.
True.
Yes.
So where do they can find you guys at the conclusion of this episode?
I got all the points I wanted to point out. What about you, Emerald?
Well, I hope you guys like this video and please support MC. Did a really good job on this.
But with that being said, Crystal, where they can find you, and Emerald, where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter. It is shapeshift16, uppercase the first S. You can also find me on Tumblr on Tumblr of the same name, as well as Discord under Crystal the BTR Owlpup.
Well, you guys know where to find me, either on Discord or YouTube. Also, if you guys want to check out the book, well, I think I would go with Crystal and MC's idea, Notepad and... what's that other thing?
Archive of Your Own?
Archive of Your Own, Whatpad? Not Notepad, Notepad is the app. Whatpad.
You could also do Tumblr.
Yeah, Tumblr is good for writing, too. Or
I'll
me.
I some suggestions.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with that being said, this concludes the episode of Fast Touch of Writing and its basics. Thank you for Crystal for being here and Emerald as well. And please know that writing's in the foot of beholder. As you take the pen and glide across the page, remember, it's how you write it, the story you tell, the passion that goes along with it, and a little bit of sweat and tears that also goes into it as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you always, and also, please look at your idols. They might inspire you to do great things.
True.
Even if those idols, even if those idols are simple nobodies on the internet, you look up to them and eventually you become friends with them. True story. True story.
You never know. Let the sky dance and the paper be alongside you. Bye, guys.
This concludes another episode of MC Anime Podcast. MC Anime Podcast is available on podcast directories like Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. We also have our website at mcanimepodcast.com. If you want to directly support us, then follow Patreon blog MC Anime. Finally, if you want services for hire, then we're available on Fiverr for audio and video production, graphic design, idea consulting, and blog and article writing.